And this is somebody who has someone. This is somebody who's got a boyfriend, pretty serious boyfriend, and she is very excited to see Mr. Brewski. So I think she's going to faint right now because Teddy Brewski just walked in. Man.
Joining us right now here at Gillette Stadium, linebacker for the New England Patriots.
Who's unplugging
best-selling author.
Our little setup here.
And all that stuff. Teddy Brewski joins us here at the table. Good morning, Mr. Brewski.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
You're 3-0. How bad can you be, for crying out loud?
It feels good. It feels good to win, you know, and in convincing ways also. You know, we work hard all week to put out a good product on Sunday, and I know we think about defensively how we started a little bit slow out there, and they were able to get a touchdown on us and actually run it in the end zone, which is something we've been trying to improve on, especially red zone defense. But coming away with a win is all we really want to do.
Teddy, we keep hearing about this mediocre week of practice that you had and that Bill Belichick was as tough on you guys as he's been in a long time. Tell us about that week and give us the verbatim conversation that Bill Belichick had with you.
Well, you sort of feel it coming a little bit. You know, maybe the snap count, you know, the quarterback to center exchange is on the ground. Maybe the defense is offsides. Maybe we blow a coverage on defense, and all of a sudden you sort of feel it coming, like, man, this isn't going too well. And you look to Bill, and you look for you see what kind of look he has on his face, and if the whistle is close to being in his mouth. And lo and behold, that whistle went right up to his mouth, and he either says, take off running or start the period all over again. And we were out there a long time on certain days last week, and that's the type of coach we have. He won't settle for people being lackadaisical or complacent. If something's not right, we'll just be out there till the cows go home.
Teddy, I was curious when you started the way this team has started, we are nitpicking some stuff. Is red zone defense a nitpick for your particular side of the football?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think it's 3 weeks in a row now. We are letting people score in the red zone, and it's something that we've been historically successful at. And so we're going to stress on that, I'm sure, with this week, and that it's okay to let teams get down there that close inside the 25, inside the 20, but we've always had that maybe a bend but don't break philosophy. I mean, when they get down, they're sort of buckled down, and in a worst-case scenario, hold them to 3 points. But, you know, the last 3 weeks, teams that have gotten down there have gotten in the end zone. So if there's anything to improve upon, I think that's something that defensively obviously can.
Last week, things were tailor-made for you. Not that you guys want to invite any adversity or invite any questions into your preparation, but it was tailor-made. There were questions right before the San Diego game. The Chargers were talking after last year's playoff game. You guys came out with an intensity. You could feel it as like a palpable anger. That wasn't the case this week. Could you tell the difference, and did you have to go to a different place to get yourself ready to have that same type of intensity?
I still think we are ready to go. We are intense out there and ready to play. I mean, we only get to play once, you know, 16 times a year. So we try to keep our intensity up. Maybe there wasn't as much, bulletin board material that we could have used this week, but still we find a way where we're a veteran team. We're a veteran team, and a lot of times we really don't need that bulletin board material to get ourselves motivated. So this week I just think we had to settle down a little bit, and that Buffalo was just making plays. You know, Marshawn Lynch is a good running back, and their backup quarterback came in and made some throws on us that got them down there to score in the red zone. But intensity-wise, I'm not searching for bulletin board material too much. When we see it, sure, it lights a little bit of a fire under us. But like I said, being a veteran team, that's something we pride ourselves in not needing.
I know most of the time when you're on the sidelines with your defensive unit, you're working on stuff, you're looking at stuff. Do you ever get the chance to watch at what your offensive unit is doing when they're out there?
No, absolutely. Probably not live. You know, especially early in the game, we're making adjustments on the sideline. Coach Pease, Coach Belichick is over there on the grease board drawing things up, and we're looking at the pictures and making adjustments. But as the game goes on, we find time to get up and watch, or just sitting down on the Jumbotron. And one example was, I think, Randy Moss's one-handed catch that was for a touchdown. And all of us, there are a group of us sitting on the bench there watching the Jumbotron, and we looked up and we saw the catch, and almost simultaneously we all looked at each other and just shook our heads as we were smiling, like, did you just see that? Did we all see that? And you know, that was something that we enjoyed watching. Wes Welker, some of the plays he was making when he lateraled it, I think, to Randy, did he pitch that or did he fumble? You know, some of the questions that we ask from the sideline that clear up on replay, but things that obviously impress us. The way Maroney ran the ball, the offensive line blocking, very nice to see.
I saw Brady come over to your group, the linebacking group, late in the game and say some things. Were you guys ripping on him? What was that exchange about?
What are you doing here? That's what we said. Get out of here, man. Get back to your side of the sideline. We don't need you over here. You weren't here all game. Now you're coming? Get out of here. That's how it went.
So that's what it was. Huh?
He tries, you know, the game was obviously in hand. He's coming down saying, you know, good job and things like that. But, you know, defensively, we're still thinking about things. You know, we're thinking about stopping guys and all that stuff. Maybe he's been pulled out of game. We're still playing. Get out of here, Brady. So.
And there was another point in the game, and I think it was between Belichick and Moss. And Moss said something to Belichick, and Belichick smiled, and he shook his hand. And the question is, that's something that we don't see a lot from Belichick. We don't see a lot of smiling.
Smiled?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a news flash. This should be right here. The Boston Herald. Bill Belichick smiled yesterday. Yeah. What's he like? I mean, what kind of guy is he? Does that happen often where you can joke with him and things like that?
Yeah, well, we can. I mean, there was one point in training camp when he was showing us some old Giants film. And I don't know. I think there was a picture in the paper of me just keeled over laughing when Vrabel was sort of imitating an old school quarterback, and he had an old Giants helmet that we brought out from the equipment room, and Bill had shown us some old tapes of the Giants saying this is how it's supposed to be done, and you see this here, watch Pepper Johnson right here. I mean, this is the, you know, so we make fun of him, and when we get out in the stretch line you know, after the game's over, and maybe we can come over and shake his hand and say a few things to him, you know, It's nice to get him in those moments, but it's incredible how quickly he flips the switch by the time we get into the locker room when it's already the game's behind us and who our next opponent is. It's like, Coach, we just won by 31 points, Coach. I don't care. We got a Monday night game coming up. We're playing Cincinnati Bengals. You guys better get ready. So it's amazing how quickly he's just able to focus on the next opponent, though.
Now, that picture you're talking about in the Herald, yeah, was when Brady, not Brady, but Vrabel was pretending to be a quarterback or something.
Yeah, he was.
And what was he saying? What was going on there?
The example was Coach Belichick was telling us how well the Giant linebackers were getting reads on quarterbacks, and and Vrabel was sort of imitating how he had been the quarterbacks. Maybe that quarterback we had been watching back then was staring down his receiver for about 30 seconds. So, of course, it was able to get a good read on the quarterback.
I heard on the telecast yesterday, at one point, they were talking about the veteran linebacking crew. They were trying to put it in a nice way let's be honest, it's an old
These
bunch
old
of linebackers.
These old guys with the gray hairs, right? Yeah.
And I think even Brady mentioned it at one point, kind of joking around about, you know, maybe we need a little more time for them to recuperate or something.
We appreciate the long drives. You know, we appreciate the five-minute drives, the six-minute drives where we're able to sit down and drink some Gatorade. Sure.
Well, I was saying to Vince Wilfork a little while ago, the good news about this offense is they're a quick-strike offense at times. The bad news is that means, okay, we got to go back to work now. Would you rather have, you know, a little 10, 12, 13 play drive out there once in a while?
We've had that too this year. I think we've had a few drives where they've held on to the ball for a number of minutes, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to us. I mean, they want to talk, the linebackers, they want to talk about all the years of experience we have in there. But we all still get the job done. I think that's the important part. And whether it's a sudden change turnover or a 11, 12-play drive, I mean, we're ready to go.
The guy who's played 18 years in the league seemed as fired up as anybody I've seen yesterday.
Yeah, he gets fired up. Yeah, Junior is a guy that his energy is just it's incredible how much energy he still has after 18 years in the league. Just somebody that, you know, guys feed off him too. He goes out there and makes plays, and the energy, like you see, the fans get excited for him, and he gets fired up out there. And you know, we're on the sideline, and there was one story yesterday. We're on the sideline, and when Junior got up after he made a tackle, and he was getting ready to celebrate, he stepped on one of our guys. I think it was Adelius, but Adelius was like, "Hey man, you stepped on my arm when you got up and started celebrating." And Junior just looked at him and said, "Yeah, man, I get a little crazy out there." So that's just the way it is.
Well, you have Adelius Thomas and Junior Seau. They've been here in the last couple of years. Adelius this year, Junior last year. I'm sure for you, you've been in the league a long time, you've learned something new from having these guys join this veteran linebacking crew. What have you learned from these two?
Yeah, I think I've learned something from every linebacker that's been here ever since I got here. Like, when I first got here, I was a backup behind Todd Collins, if anybody remembers him. You know, Ted Johnson was here, Monty Brown, Marty Moore, Willie McGinnis, Chris Slade. We're going through all these names, but I think with Junior, the way he plays is very unique. I think what I've learned from Junior is how he conducts himself in terms of taking care of himself so he can continue to play that way. The way he maintains his body, what he does to maybe speed up the recuperation process. And Adelius, I think I've learned maybe that I should learn to run faster like he does. <You know? laughs> But Adelius is a guy that I think I learned from his versatility, all the things that he can do, and what a complete football player, not just linebacker, how he can affect games.
Do you ever think sometimes, you know, like when you're in the supermarket, like Bill Belichick is looking over your right shoulder? No matter what. Because look over your right shoulder right now. You know, no, look over that shoulder.
All right, here's my. Yeah, we had a good game yesterday. We let him in on red zone. I'm just trying to focus on this, the Bengals. Just trying to focus on the Bengals, people.
I'm just. You know what else it is? I hope we didn't think we were just going to go 3-0.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just trying to win a football game.
Did you see his response when they asked him last week if the team could go undefeated? Are you serious?
That was pretty close.
I was about to say, just trying to focus on
Well, we'll let Teddy get out of here, and we'll bring Ty Warren in. Teddy, it's great to visit with
Teddy
you.
Teddy Belichick, guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
Our weekly conversation with Teddy Bruschi is brought to you by SBLI of Massachusetts. Life hits hard, but SBLI has the perfect game plan to protect your family's future. Low-cost, dependable life insurance. Call 888-GET-SBLI or visit SBLI.com. Teddy heads out, and Ty Warren sits down. Now, as you folks see Ty sit here, I will tell you that his nickname on the team is Tiny, but we don't know why, because Rodney's not here to tell the whole story right now. Ty Warren, hey, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
You happy with how the defense played yesterday?
No. We started out, you know, pretty sluggish, but we got our feet up under us, when we needed to, after the adjustments and things.
Teddy just said he was talking about Marshawn Lynch, and he said he's a good back. I didn't ask the follow-up question. What makes him good?
Man, I tell you, just being in there, you know, some backs you can kind of tell where they're going to be at when they make their cuts and things like that. But I think he's pretty elusive. I think, you know, me and Vince and Jarvis and even Bruschi, I think he was huddled up with us when we was just saying that that guy, he's a real deal. And I think he's going to be a great back for Buffalo. He's going to be a great back in this league. I mean, some guys, you know where they're going to be at. This guy, you really don't know where he's going to be at. And I think he has some of those LT qualities to him, to where if you jump off and think he's gonna be there, he'll jump right back into another gap and, you know, and make you look bad. So he's definitely gonna be a good back in this league.
And even when you get where he's gonna be and you get it right, he seems strong.
He's pretty strong. He's active. You know, of course his legs are fresh. I don't know how fresh his legs will be after being pounded around in this league for a while, but definitely he's a great young back, and he's strong, he's elusive. I mean, he has all the tangibles that you want in a running back.
Ty, we were talking with Vince earlier, and he said, you know, you guys are watching a little more film now. You have a leadership void with Rodney being out and Richard being out. When you watch film, do you do it by yourself, or do you watch it with the rest of the guys? I mean, defensive linemen.
Well, we as defensive linemen, we always watch it together. I think something we're starting to do more of is get with guys like Teddy, guys like Junior and the Dalias and guys like that, and see what they're thinking when they're in there and we're in there together. And I think that's helped us a lot, just knowing where those guys going to be. So that way when we get out on the field and, you know, something happens, or even like, for example, that drive yesterday where they, you know, took it pretty much 80 yards, I think we were able to gather ourselves together on the sideline and look at the film on the sideline and be like, hey, you know, this is going to work if you play this a little tighter. And, you know, Ty, if you stay home right here, Vince, you stay home right here, and, you know, Jarvis and so on and so forth. So I think that's where we've kind of taken our game to another level is not just watching ourselves as defensive linemen, but seeing what the linebackers are thinking.
One of the things Vince said was that they showed you some stuff that you hadn't seen on film in that 13-play drive.
Yeah.
Do you think that was mainly because it was the backup quarterback, or do you think that they had stuff planned, whether JP was at quarterback or not, that was going to be different for you?
Well, Buffalo, because we're familiar with each other and we're in the same division, the offensive line coach, which was the coach over at Boston College, ever since we played them, they've always did stuff. I'm talking from an offensive line standpoint now, but they've always did stuff to try to block our techniques. Our technique's not much. We just pretty much hit you in the mouth, read and react. So they've done different stuff like try to high arm you, head fake you, try to get you in a gap where you don't need to be and try to high arm you and just different things like that. So, just to give you a little insight on what they do as an offensive lineman and what the offensive line coach teaches them over there, that's the type of things they do now. What they did in this game was they came in and, Marshawn Lynch, what we talked about earlier, he has a lot of tangibles to do a lot of things, and cutting back and cutting back against the grain and making extra yards, that's his strength, I believe. And they did some misdirection things in that drive that we had to settle down and, make some adjustments with. And, I said it yesterday in an interview, and one guy was like, well, you saying that, y'all didn't prepare for this? We were like, no, we prepared for it. All we have is the games that we've watched and our previous games that we played against those guys, but we never played against Marshawn Lynch. And what they did was try to use a lot of his strengths to their advantage, and they did some misdirection things in his favor, and that's the things that we had to adjust to. So, like I told him, just like Dale, if you wear a yellow shirt every Monday, that don't mean you go wear a yellow shirt on next Monday.
Yes, it does.
So. Maybe you're right.
All the time, trust me. No, but you mentioned the Buffalo offensive line and their style and their technique. Can you compare that to anybody else in the league, or are they pretty much they stand alone in what they try to do to you?
I think pretty much, for the most part, every offense pretty much does what it does. Buffalo, you can't blame them. We do different things also as a defensive unit, but, our style is pretty much vanilla, line up, read and react, just hit you in the mouth and two-gap you. So, I think it's smart for them to do little things that they do, try to block your techniques and open up lanes for their running back. We're not going nowhere,
And so part of it is just is not getting excited, staying at home, doing your job.
Yeah.
They're trying to lure you out of your position so they can take advantage of it.
Yeah, and then then more important things come into effect as far as just knowing what personnel is in the game, tight ends, backfield sets, and down and distances and all those different type of things. That's when those things come into effect, because what you're pretty much going to get, and those are things that help you.
You've seen the Cincinnati Bengals a couple times in the last couple of years. Tell me about their offensive line and what they bring to the table.
What you got there is this offensive line that's been playing with each other here for a number of years, with veterans like Willie Andrews and Steinbeck is now with Cleveland, but they got some new guys in there that I think the center is still the same, Bobby. But I seen, in some previous games they had some fill-ins for Willie, I think because he had some kind of knee injury. And so they've had some injuries on that offensive line, and, those guys has filled in for him. It's filled in pretty good for him.
And when you've got a quarterback like Carson Palmer, you go into the game knowing if you can't put pressure on him, he's going to kill you.
It's really not a pass that he can't complete, outside, vertical, in cuts, all those good, different things, the swing pass. He can do it all.
What's it like watching Randy Moss up close?
Wow. I tell you, man, that's the conversation on the sidelines when we're not out there on the field. What is he going to do next? What is West going to do next? As a defensive unit, man, it's exciting to have those guys on the other side. And all we got to do is really just get out the field, man, and just let them do their work. And, You know, they got a ton of weapons over there, man. We're just excited to have all those guys over there. I mean, from Randy to Wes to Ben. I think, you know, Kyle Brady is a go-to guy, too, just because, you know, he can mix it up and block. He's like an extra offensive lineman in there. Maroney, Sammy. I mean, it's a ton of weapons over there. I mean, it's awesome to have those guys over there.
And what's it like? You mentioned Kyle Brady. I mean, he's a huge guy. What's it like to block him in practice? I'm sure you guys aren't going full speed, but mm-hmm. just give us a sense of what it's like to go against him.
Oh, you got to go full speed against that dude. But I mean, like I said, he's an extra offensive lineman for them. He's like that prototypical throwback type tight end type guy that. You know, that you seen back in the days, it's real grimy, and you know, I say he's a go-to guy because, you know, in the running game, he's like an extra offensive lineman in that is moving those guys around and allowing the running backs to get the yardage that they need.
I know you guys try to put last game behind you pretty quickly, and I know you have a tendency here to kind of focus on the next opponent, but do you look back on the first 3 weeks and say, you know what, it's been pretty good so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been good, and I think a lot of guys will tell you, you know, we're definitely not where we want to be right now. I think, you know, it's a ton of things we can work on, you know, start with me and right on down the line, and, you know, we're just going to continue to do that, you know, and we have, you know, 14 more weeks left in the season, you know, plus everything else to come with it, so I won't even go into all that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, this team has always been better in November, December, than you have been in September, October. I mean, is this team going to be better at the end of the season than they are right now?
I mean, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And, you know, that's whether we're getting better, maintaining our level of play or whatever the case might be, you know, the goal is to never get worse, you know, always to get better.
You know, Ty, I always tease Vince Wilfork about college and the U. And this week, I had to give them props, which means they beat Texas A&M. What happened?
You know what?
I mean, they doubled you up.
They doubled us up. But
you guys are ranked.
I'm going to tell you, though. You know, those guys, they tried to bet me all last week. And, you know, we're going to beat you. You want to do push-ups and this and that and all that type of stuff. But I told them, man, I love my alma mater. You know, I'm behind them 100%, but betting is one of those things I couldn't do, you know. And they asked me why. I said, well, you know, my coach that coached me is not there. So it's like, you know, if I'm on the show with Dale and Holly, I know what I'm going to get. You know, I'm gonna get the truth, you know what I mean? So if, you know, a couple other guys fill in for you, I don't know what I'm going to get. So I can't bet against those other guys. Bet with those other guys.
So
I got to go with
what
I know.
He is smooth, isn't he?
Isn't he smooth, though? Wait a minute. You said you're behind him 100%. It sounds like you're behind him about 60%. Doesn't sound like 100% to me.
I'm going to let you read between the lines. But it was good for Vince there, man. I told him they were messing with me. Like, yeah, y'all were ranked 21 and this and that. I was like, yeah, that's good, man. But it was just a get back on track game for them, you know, and I just don't want them to get too high, you know, because of that victory, because, you know, it's a long season.
Just tell Vince they needed the win more than you guys did anyway. The way they've been going down at the U, they needed it more.
Yeah.
Good to visit with you as always. We'll see you next week.
Thank
Congratulations. 3-0 start.
Thank
Ty Warren joining us. We'll come back here to Gillette in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Holly, Sports Radio, WEEI.